Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Al. Sorry about the late. I've been 3 or 4 minutes late on the call, so sorry about that. Actually, got caught up in cooking, actually, so I was cooking. Sorry about that. So, yeah, so tonight, I know it's kind of late. You know, I see I got like 8 people on the call, you know, some people hanging out, rocking with me tonight. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys being on the call. And, yeah, tonight we'll be talking about the power of words, you know, talking about the power of words. I think that it's something that we need to talk about. You know, we talked about it before in one of my episodes on my show a while ago, you know, and I just thought that we should revisit it again, you know. So, hold on, let me turn on my webcam here. All righty. There we go. All right, so yeah, you know, the power of our words. You know, I, you know, one thing that we need to understand is that words are things. You know, words are things. So when we speak something into existence, everything that comes out of our mouth, you have to look at it like a thing. For the people that is not that experienced or really don't believe words are things, or that your life, you know, whatever comes out your mouth is you speaking life. You know, again, it's one of those things where if you don't believe it, whether you believe it or not, it's true. You know, and we can go back to the Bible, you know, in the beginning, you know, in Genesis, when God said, you know, it was darkness, and God said, let there be light. You know, even that, actually, Genesis 1, the whole first chapter is just really powerful to me because it's a lot to be learned in that, you know. And if you really think about it, everything was dark, and God said, let there be light. So he actually spoke. He or she, however you want to put it, but, you know, God actually spoke to the darkness and said, let there be light, you know. Also, it's another verse in the Bible that says, you know, let the weak say I'm strong. So somebody's weak, you know, he said, let the weak say I'm strong. So that he said, let the weak say I'm strong. So speaking something out of their mouth to a situation, and that's actually a deep verse that I actually live by, you know, because a lot of people have a problem with, you know, looking at the situation that they're in and speaking to themselves and to other people in such a way like they're not like speaking to people in such a way like they're where they want to be. It's a fine line between lying and holding your posture. You know, that's my belief. You know, you can still speak things into existence. And it may look like it's a form of lying, but it's really not. And let me give you an example about that. I didn't see this, what I'm about to say right now, I didn't see this happening over and over again. But let's say you're looking for a job, right? Now, some people may say this is lying, or to me, it's keeping your posture and speaking things into existence. So you do whatever you want to do. I didn't see this work for me time and time again when I really went after it. So let's say you're looking for a job, right? And you're really out there, you know, you're really in the trenches, you know, you're really online looking, you're interviewing, and you just don't have a job yet, right? But your friends, they haven't seen you in a week because you've been grinding, hustling, right? And they say, hey, Al, you know, you get that job yet? Now, it's two different ways you can respond to something like that. This goes back to those speaking things into existence, right? Like our words have power, which is the point of this call. So there's two ways you can respond to that. To me, the unenlightened person, the person who don't get it, would say, no, I don't have a job yet. I've been looking, but at this point right now, I don't have a job yet, but I'm still looking. To me, I know that every word that comes out my mouth is creation. So for somebody that's enlightened, I think the response would be something similar to this. Hey, Al, get a job yet, man? Oh, man, you know, today's Monday. I had an interview with, you know, four different companies. You know, two people have really been taking me seriously. I believe that I'm hired at this one job. I believe that I'm hired at this one. I'm hired over there at BP right now. You know, I think I'll be starting this week. You know, but based on the interview and everything, I'm hired, you know, over there, and I'll be starting this week. You know, I'll be starting my job this week. And actually, you know, I believe, you know, it may be a situation where it becomes a fire sale with me. You know, I think it's going to be a situation where, you know, two or three different companies this week is interested in me. And I may end up getting a higher increase on my salary by maybe $2,000 to $5,000 for the year because companies are going to be competing. You know, I got this company, I got BP interest, and I got HP interest. You know, so I'm pretty much hired at both of those companies based on my interview, but, you know, I believe I may end up choosing BP. You see what I'm saying? It's a different way you could respond to that. Now, in actuality, you probably didn't have any interviews for that week, or you probably really been looking, doing some phone interviews, but never really went in. To me, if you have a response like that and you're actually out there really doing stuff, then that's not lying. That's speaking stuff into existence. You know, I done seen this happen time and time again. You know, like for instance, in business that I used to have some years ago, you know, I remember first off, I was making $300 to $500 every single day. Like when, if a day went bad or two, you know, I would really be scratching my head and really start shaking. Like, oh, I make no money today. Like, this is strange. Cause, you know, it's like 2 or 3 days went by, I literally start getting chills. Like, something was wrong because I would, you know, it would just come in like that. So, you know, I remember I had a situation where literally almost a week and a half went by. Nobody paid. Nobody signed up. I remember thinking like, wow, this is crazy. You know, and I started to feel like, well, maybe I lost it. You know, maybe I lost the magic. I think I was in like year three of the 5 year business. And somebody who I haven't talked to in a while called me up and said, hey, to you a year ago, is that business still going? And I said, yeah, you better believe it. And they said, so what's been going on this week? You know, you've been getting any sales this week? Because I know you've been getting sales, you know, like every single day. And my response was, I think that was like a Tuesday. My response was, yeah, man, you know, I actually sent out an email and I had 20 people respond to it. I actually had two people sign up today, and I think I'm gonna have another three sign up this week. So this would be a total of five people signed up. And I think I'm gonna make, you know, another $2,500 or so this week. You know, it's not gonna be that good of a week, but I think I'm gonna do $2,500 this week in sales. And I swear, after I told my friend that, because nothing had happened, you know, I was sending emails out, nobody really responded, but I was actively doing it every single day. And I swear to you, that week I had got like three or four sales, and I ended up making, I think it was like 2,700 or so for that week, $200 over the goal. So my whole point of saying those stories is that, you know, it's a thin line between lying and holding your posture, speaking things into existence. Now, if I was sitting on a couch, hands in my pants, you know, and my friend would have asked me, you know, about my sales and everything, and I wasn't actively doing anything, then saying, you know, what I said would have been wrong to me because, you know, I wouldn't have been actively out there in the trenches trying to make stuff happen. So, you know, so words are things, you know. And I actually got that from Creflo Dollar. I remember watching one of his sermons, and he really was talking about words to things, and really went deep into that. But I've been having some challenges. Actually, today, well, this week I done had some challenges that I'm overcoming. But today, actually, something slipped out my mouth. That's what made me want to do the show on words to things. So I was thinking, like, you know, what should we do for Sunday? You know, and I said, let's go ahead and talk about the power of words again. Now, there's an issue going on in my personal life right now that, you know, I've been doing pretty well with speaking it the way that I want to see it happen, the way that it has already happened in my mind. But today I was talking to somebody and I slipped up a little bit. I ended up saying something that I didn't want to see happen. It's not like I said that I, something that I didn't want to see happen. I actually kind of acknowledged that something like that could happen, but I went on, after I said it, I remember driving off and I said, you know, I canceled that. You know, what I really meant was, and I started speaking, you know, what I want to see happen. And I really think that we need to take our words more serious. We need to take things that we, that come out of our mouth a lot more serious, you know, than we have been. You know, but you need to start using your, we need to start using our mouths as a weapon. You know, like our mouth, you know, this hole in our mouth below your nose, you know, it's a weapon. You know, you can use it to, it's just like a gun. A gun could be used, to, you know, for you or against you. You know, a lot of people out here shoot, literally shooting themselves every day, killing themselves, don't even know it, by the words that come out of their mouth. You know, I remember, I'll give you guys another example of speaking things into existence. You know, a lot, some people look at it as lying, like, you know, but it's a thin line between, like the Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. He didn't, in the Bible, it didn't say, it wasn't denying that you were weak. It just said, say that you're strong, right? Let the weak say I'm strong. It's not denying the situation that you're going through. It's just speaking, it's just choosing to speak out of your mouth what you have already chosen, what's going to happen. So let me give you an example. You know, and we all have mothers. You know, some of you guys listening, your mother may have, you know, passed or whatever. You know, rest in peace to her. If that happened, but some of our, a lot of our mothers are still living. And, you know, I'm referencing my own mother. You know, I remember I used to call her, you know, back in the day, and we used to talk about certain things, especially dealing with money when things really started going well for me, dealing with the financial. And I used to, I remember asking her, I said, Mom, you know, what's been going on around the house? Because, you know, I was in college and stuff like that, was away from the house for a few months, you know, at a time, you know, semesters in school. And my mom, I used to say, so what's going on? She used to say, well, you know, I'm trying to pay for this. I'm trying to get this going. And I said, so do you have the money? She would say, no, you know, I'm broke as hell. And she knew I was going to get on her. You know, I used to say, oh, no, don't you. I said, Mom, you know, it's a different way you can put that. You see what I'm saying? Let the weak say I'm strong. You know, she could have, I told her that she could have said, you know, if somebody asked her for the money, instead of saying, no, I'm broke as hell, or no, I'm broke, she could have been like, you know what? I know you asked me for this money. Next time you ask me, I will have it, or I will have something to give you towards it. But right now, you probably need to ask your daddy for the money. See what I'm saying? She didn't, in saying it that way, it was speaking in terms of advancement, as Wallace Wattles would say in The Science of Getting Rich. Always speak in terms of advancement. So, so that's just a different way to put it. You see what I'm saying? Than saying I'm broke or I don't have the money, you know. You could say what I, you know, asked her to, you know, start saying. It's just to speak, you know, life into the situation. You know, I don't, you know, next time you ask me for the money, I know I'll have something towards it or the whole thing. You probably need to go ask your brother or so-and-so for the money. You know, but things are getting better for me. And, you know, but at this time, you probably need to go ask so-and-so. You see, she wasn't saying that she wasn't broke, but she wasn't. She didn't acknowledge the brokenness. All she spoke in terms of advancement, you know, with my recommendation. That's speaking in terms of advancement, you know, in a reference to somebody asking for money, you don't have it. So, you know, I just think that's a powerful thing. You know, let the weak say I'm strong. You know, it wasn't denying that you were weak, but it was just saying speak out of your own mouth that you're strong. You know. So, you know, our mouth is a weapon. You know, it can be used. You can use it for yourself, like I said, or against yourself. You know, it's your choice. Another thing that that actually, have us speaking things negatively over our life, is our circumstances. Don't let the circumstances of life get in your mouth. I like that. Don't let the circumstances of your life that you created, by default or, deliberately, even if it was bad, don't let the circumstances of life get in your mouth. So what I mean by that is, whatever's going on right now in your health, wealth, or relationship, don't let that get in your mouth. Always think about a different way to speak about a negative situation. So if you know somebody that's have a health issue, a serious health issue, it's still a way, even if it may be an issue that's really life-threatening, you never know what your words, you never know what the power of words can do. Because see, it's really the power of words. Like for instance, if somebody's yelling at you and screaming at you, and they're speaking all kinds of negativity towards you, like calling you crazy, calling you stupid, broke or whatever, you ain't never gonna make it, you're fake or whatever, and they screaming these things at you, that's actually doing harm to them because that's coming out of their spirit. That's the power of words. Like that's coming out of their spirit. The only way it can affect you is if you let those things that they say to you, plant a seed in your mind and it grows, and then then their words will become life in your life. But nothing that people say to you can actually affect you unless you allow it to. But it's actually affecting them. That's why I watch what I even say about people. I mean, I was saying some bad things about somebody today, which I'm gonna ask in prayer to, be to have another opportunity to speak good about this person or a few people. Because I understand that whatever I speak, I'm only speaking over me. The universe only sees me. The universe only sees you. You see, so whatever you speak over somebody else's life, like, yeah, she, he ain't nothing but a bastard. Or he ain't nothing, he ain't no good, or she ain't no good or whatever. You literally, that's coming out of your spirit. That anger is coming out of you. That's what you're giving off into the universe. That's what you're giving off to for God to see, and it's just gonna boomerang back to you. So that's why, when Jesus was talking about turn of the cheek, I really understand what he meant. What he was trying to teach people through those parables. So, that's just a little bit about, the power of words, me talking about those things. But we can't let the circumstances of life get in our mouth. We need to let the vision of what we have already chosen to believe be in our mouth. You see, so if you don't have any sales this week in your business, and you want to hit a certain goal, a few $100,000 or $1 million a year, and you're only seeing, a few $1,000s, and you're only seeing, 10, 20, 30,000 a month, and it's going to take 83,000 or more a month to hit the $1 million this year. You got to start speaking. You have to start speaking to that situation. I mean, you may only see 10 or $20,000 come in for this month of February, even though you need the 83,000. You need to speak it. Like, look at the circumstances and speak to them and say, I'm so happy and grateful now that $83,000 came in this month. Man, thank you so much. We on track to hit our $1 million goal. Now, that's not saying that you just live in la la world and you don't reevaluate the plan and really see how that 20 or 30,000 came in, but it's just in those moments of when you're not planning, when you're not reevaluating the goal, you can speak those things into existence. Don't let the circumstances of life dictate what comes out your mouth is the whole point. Because somebody in that situation may say, well, I hear what you're saying, Al, but all I made was 20 or 30,000 this month. I'm not going, I'm not going to BS myself. And what I'm saying is, it's not like we live in a la la world. Of course, you reevaluate a plan, reevaluate the strategy to get to that, those numbers. In this situation, speaking about, making money and stuff like that in business, you still can speak what you want. You don't have to let the pain and the anger of you not hitting your numbers or whatever it is, not seeing your soulmate yet, you know, you don't have to let that be in your mouth. So if you're trying to attract a mate, you know, your ideal mate, you know, somebody asks you and they say, girl, well, you know, do you have anybody? You know, Valentine's Day went by, or for the guys out there, you know, Valentine's Day went by and you didn't have anybody. You know, the clock is ticking. You know, you can respond to something like that and say, well, he's already here. You know, he's already here. She's already here. I feel good that they're here, and I'm happy with this person. And they may look at you like you're crazy, and you may say, well, it's the truth. They are already here with me in spirit, and they'll show up at the right appropriate time. But I accept that I already have that dream soulmate person right now. You know, they're here with me, and I'm preparing my life. So when they come here, which, you know, when they actually get here, you know, everything will be set up for them. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to buy into the circumstances that's showing you that your ideal mate is not there with you. You know, somebody asks you a question about your ideal mate, and you say, well, yeah, you're right. All men are dogs, you know. Or, you know, maybe this isn't my year to meet my wife or my husband. You know, maybe it's going to be just like last year, not having anybody. That's what you see, see what I'm saying? Somebody's saying it may sound like it's the truth. That's a trick, man. That's deception from the enemy itself, which is just negative thinking to me. That's a trick. You see, some people may say, well, that's the truth, Al. But it is whatever your story is, all a story anyway. Make up the story that you want to see happen. Speak it into existence in forms of advancement. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's just a powerful way to live, you know. I mean, even this today is today Sunday. I said some things to somebody that's special to me. You know, I told my business partner some things that would happen last Sunday. I said, you know, he said, hey, you know, we need to do this. We need to have this certain amount of money, you know, by the weekend to be able to do some things we're doing. And I was like, you know what? I want to create new money, you know, versus using the reserves that we may have. And so I just said, you know what, man, we're going to hit X amount of numbers. I'll have it for you by Thursday, you know, but I'll definitely have it to you before the weekend. And, you know, it didn't happen Friday or Saturday, but I actually received the money this morning, actually, you know, this Sunday morning. So, you know, and then we'll be able to handle some things tomorrow, you know, Monday morning. So, I mean, I see this stuff happen in my life. You know, I need to take it to bigger levels. You know, we all do. But I'm just saying, you know, speaking things into existence, not like you're going to sit on your butt. But when you speak it and you know you're going to be taking actions towards it, you know, it really can help. So let me read some more of my notes. Okay, the words we speak transmit fear or faith. You know, so the words that we speak, you know, it's like bullets. You know, like I said, it's like a weapon. The words we use is either transmitting fear or faith. You know, you need to ask yourself, are your words on a consistent basis filled with fear or faith? Fear or faith. You need to have like a little buddy. You need to, I actually have some people like this in my life, which I'm grateful for. You need to have somebody in your life that you can just call and just speak things into existence. You know, you guys can just be on the phone, just going back and forth, you know, and meet up with each other and just role play. You know, that's a great way to do it, role playing. You know, I remember, you know, being in a relationship at one point where things wasn't going right at all for us. And I remember, I understood how these laws worked. And I remember one time we just went into the park one time and we just started speaking stuff into existence. Didn't have nothing. You know, no money, no opportunity at the time, and we just went into the park and just started speaking stuff like, you know, I am this, I have this, you know, and things began to get better from that point, you know. But the whole point is to have somebody in your life that you can role play with, you know, where the circumstances of your life may show that you're not the manager of this company, but you know, you can role play with this person as if you were the manager. You know, you guys can have like a role playing session. You can be like, hey, babe, what's going on? Oh, today was good at the job. You know, since I'm the manager now, you know, I talked with Mr. Tom and, you know, I invested in the new office building that we're building. You know, you can role play with these things, you know, because it's all about a feeling. The whole at the end of the day, all this speaking into existence, this writing things down on paper, visualizing. At the end of the day, the whole point is to create that feeling that we have it right now. You know, so we can know that it's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. You know, and we'll stop saying, you know, when is it gonna show up? When is it gonna show up? We go from that to it's here, it's here, it's here. So that's the whole point. You know, speaking these things into existence, writing them down on paper, visualizing, and all these things that we didn't mention on the show is to create that feeling on the inside that we have something. And the whole point is, if we can feel like we have it, then God and our universe around us will begin to respond to that. It will begin to respond to the feeling that we have, that we already have something. And then when we feel like we already have it, then we literally attract it into our life, you know, through effortless means, you know. So that's the whole point of the whole, that's like the punchline, you know, because when we're speaking things into existence, when we're writing things, goals down, when we're visualizing a certain amount of money in the bank or an ideal mate or our health being a certain way, you know, is to create that feeling like we already have it, which breeds confidence, you know. So another thing that I wanted to talk about in the Bible, if you guys want to, for the Christians out there, if you guys want to check out Proverbs 18, 20 through 21, you know, it talks about life and death is in the power of the tongue. That's that verse, you know, which is powerful, which is true. And if you actually notice the word power, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, what does the word power mean? You know, the word power is the ability to get results. So life and death is in the ability to get the ability to get results. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Death is an ability to get results in your tongue, you know, because power means ability to get results. So that's pretty powerful, you know. And if for the people out there that do practice spirituality, as far as, you know, maybe Christianity or Islam or whatever, you know, we understand that authority is a lot more important than power, you know. And then all throughout the Bible, you know, in other spiritual texts, you know, it talks about we have the authority over things in our life, you know, like we have a form of God inside of us. And I think a lot of people shy away from that, you know, but if we really read the Bible and read other texts for other religions out there that's listening, and you really understand that you are a little G God, that you have these God capabilities, then you'll really start to see the power of your own words. I really get that. You know, that's why no matter what people think about me or whatever situation they have seen me in the past, I'm going to keep speaking what I want to see happen. I'm going to keep speaking what I accept that I already have. I'm going to keep it in my mouth, because if you don't keep it in your mouth, your dreams and your goals, your ambitions, shit, who else will? Nobody else will. You got to be your own greatest cheerleader. You know, I remember listening to Oprah, and she was talking about, you know, people used to tell her she was full of herself, like, oh, that girl's so full of herself. She used to take it as, you know, people trying to put her down or try to talk about it. But now she was saying that, you know what? I am full of myself. I am full of myself. She was saying, I take that as a compliment now, that I am full of myself, me. So, you know, so all this just boils down to we got to be our own best cheerleader, man. You know, if you don't cheer for yourself in your own thoughts, you know, your own way that you speak about yourself, things that you write down, then nobody else gonna do it. So, you know, power, authority is more important than power. You know, if you imagine a 18-wheeler coming down the street, you know, and you in a powerful, and you think you powerful, you know, and you stand in front of that truck, you know, swole, lifting 1,000 pounds, thinking you're gonna push that truck away. No, when it hits you, you're gonna die. You know, that's power. You know, thinking you're more powerful to stop this truck. But if a truck is coming in front of you, 18-wheeler at 80 miles an hour, and you stand in front of it with a blue suit on, with a badge on your chest, what's gonna happen? That truck has to slow down. A little puny little officer, that truck has to slow down because that's authority. That's a police officer in front of that truck saying stop. But if you get some big swole muscle bound guy in front of that truck thinking he has power and says stop, he's gonna get ran over and get killed. So the whole point is authority trumps power. And we've been given authority over everything in our life. Like in the Bible, it says over every creeping thing, over everything. So we need to go back and read Genesis and understand those same abilities that God had when he said, let there be light and all this, and let's make man in our own image. You need to understand that you have, that's power that you have inside of you. And I think a lot of people forget that, because God is like outside of themselves. God is everywhere, but if a God is everywhere, then he's inside of you too. You got the same capability. So a lot of times I believe when we read these things about God in the Bible and about Jesus and other spiritual texts, we need to kind of like look at ourselves like that. Little g gods. They even say that in the Bible. So I'm just glad that I get that part, because a lot of people, they still think God is outside of them. They don't think they're worthy enough to, to have God capabilities. But anyway, I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al Weekly. We got the book club going on. You guys need to go to the website, www.howtochangemylife.org. Subscribe to the email list. Send out 3 or 4 times a week. I got a guy that just sent them out for me. I hired him on Odesk.com. So I appreciate you guys listening in. We were just talking about the power of our words. I hope that I said something that to spark somebody to make a change, in the way that they speak about their own life, because we're literally the directors of our own life. And our life is really shaped. If you look at what you've been saying about your life and you look at where you're at right now, then you see the correlation. We need to start looking at the correlation between the way we think, what we say, and the actions that we take. And we'll start to see the correlation in that all this stuff that we read in these books and the Bible and all these kind of inspirational books is true. And we can begin to change our own life. So I got to run. I know some of you guys probably got off the call already because I know you got to go to work tomorrow. But this is Al. I appreciate you guys listening in. And love all y'all that's listening. And y'all have a great night. All right.